let's start off with what you want South Dakotans to know about your district that may not be from this part of the state.
Well, this is the district where I grew up in, 1936 to 1954. Catholic, hardworking, John Morrell. It's changed a lot from the days when I was a young lad, lived at 215 West McClellan, across the street from Tower Park, where we would have friendly fistfights. And then as we journeyed from my home to Cathedral, we had to cross Hawthorne School, and we would chant, "Hawthorne hogs sitting on a log, eating meat on Friday." And they would say, "You dirty fish eaters," and then the battle would be on. So it was very, 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 very traditional, very Catholic. It's been very pro-life, and of course, I'm a father of seven wonderful children, and my beautiful wife, Mary Ellen, chose to cross over to heaven 9 years ago. And so I've been living alone ever since that time, and the seven children are all over the country. And there I am, I moved into a loft, just interestingly enough, about four blocks from where I grew up and rode my Elgin bike down Main Hill, and a place where I now begin to talk with people down there in the district. It's changed a lot. It's changed a lot. There's a lot of immigrants, a lot of hardworking people, but yet there's that good core of Barnetts and Flannerys and Lynches and us Irish Catholic that went to school there. So So what I'm going to try to do, we'll talk about an 80-year-old independent who's had the ability to offend both healthcare systems and offended both parties. The unlikelihood of being elected, but I'm going to give it a good try. I want to give those people a voice. And I've had a voice over at the Elder Law Forum. I aired 127 Sunday morning programs. I was on KSOO Healthcare Marketplace, and that was an example of how the system, which I'm now able to push up against because of my age, and I have a Social Security, and I have a pension, and I'm able to engage in a confrontive manner that otherwise would not have been acceptable. So I'll be out there trying to provide I did the Elder Law Forum. I'd like to put together a podcast, a vehicle by which people can come up and tell their story. And of course, one of the big stories that I'm interested in is healthcare, because I helped put this healthcare system together that today is imposing a great deal of pain on a lot of people. And when I was on the faculty, remember, 26 years on the faculty, 18 years as a big time healthcare executive, including being the CEO of that 1,000-bed Mayo St. Mary's Hospital. I put together St. Vincent and St. Joseph Mercy down in Sioux City. And I was also the CEO up at Fairview Riverside Medical Center. So I've been a photographer for the Argus Leader. I joined the Navy at age 17. And all those seven children, and I've just engaged in, but I believe that I can provide, I have a background, and I have the persona that I can help be a voice for those people up there in my district who believe that they don't have the voice that they need to have to communicate the changes they'd like to see happen.
So what is the major issue or topic that you want the legislature to address?
Back off a healthcare system that's destroying a lot of lives. Two aspects. I drafted a statute called the Healthcare Financial Informed Consent Act. Radical. Oh my goodness, radical. It would require providers to disclose the charge master sticker price of the code that they just punched in and was blessed by a physician prior to delivering that, irrespective of the third-party payment. Secondly, I would like to take one piece of that Obamacare And I taught my students to sneer when they said Obamacare. I would like to pursue the establishment of a healthcare co-op where we would own the insurance company. We would have a financial and clinical incentive to use it responsibly. So there again, healthcare, financial, informed consent, along with a co-op vehicle to give people an opportunity to pursue, well, to be aware that iatrogenesis is the third leading cause of death in the United States. What a naive population. You know, access saves, but access kills. So I need a vehicle to, and that's what I could have. I would probably, yes, I would like to have an opportunity, and you'll hear a lot of that as I pursue my campaign, and as an independent caucusing, maybe alone, I'll be able to be a communicator for that major, that's my major issue.
And what does this look like in legislative form in the state government?
Well, the legislative, first of all, we would have to invite and receive substantial federal monies that 23 states have already put together to create the co-op. And then we'd have to take another look at Myers's, Professor Myers' statute that would require, when you walk in for non-emergency, they would say, well, because you have receding hairline, Mr. Myers, we have a code that kicks in for an MRI or a CAT scan. And by the way, the sticker price for that is $6,400. Medicare is only going to pay us $2,300 or whatever. I want to become aware, because I taught contracts at the University of South Dakota School of Law from 1969 to 1972. And Jim Abbott, President Abbott, was one of my students. And can you think of a more irrational contract than the one people enter into when they walk into Sanford or Avera? I hereby agree to pay whatever it is you happen to charge for whatever you decide to do to me. So I'm trying to push, because some very important people have said unimpeded this health care system that we have today is driving us into individual and collective bankruptcy. It's called the medicalization of society, a generation unwilling to suffer its reality.
Talk a little bit about your position on hemp.
Well, way back when I was more cautious, I was saying, well, I'm going to push. Finally, South Dakota did something as radical as allowing hemp to be grown. And we have this marijuana thing. And I advocated, at least, let's have medical marijuana where I can choose between marijuana and chemotherapy. And I encourage the Native American locations to make that available. But I'm at a point where I believe we ought to emulate Colorado. I'm so radical at my advanced age to believe that responsible oversight of something now called, hempanol. And if you read up on it and look at the healing and medical powers of hemp. So I'll be out there at least and say, well, Myers, have you ever used marijuana? What? Have you ever used marijuana? Well, I'm so old back in my age, in my day, I didn't know how to spell it. All right? But now I do have hempanol. And come on, folks, let's take a hard look at it versus other ways of responding to our concerns, but that's where that's my position on hemp. And now, just believe it or not, hemp is a much better source for ethanol and all its products, and the oil industry and the medical establishment both came together to put that off limits. And now, of course, it can be grown.
All right, you want to do your songs?
Yes.
Okay.
This will be on my campaign, just three little melodies, just a few bars. The first one is out of Dean Martin. Everybody loves somebody sometime. A Democrat can love a Republican too. So Donnie Trump, come up and give Hillary a big hug. and see what's true. That's the second one is, they try to tell me you're too old. At 80, go fishing and do what you're told. But then someday they might recall I wasn't too old after all, which means, of course, I'm only good for probably one term. This is a two-year term, a two-year run. But the age, obviously, and clearly at the age of 80, I'd be 80 in just 2 weeks. The kids are going to give me a big trip down to Okoboji. But clearly health is an issue. And I did yoga this morning, and I stay pretty healthy, but health is an issue. So I bring substantial strengths to this office, and I bring substantial weaknesses as well. And so at age 80, I bring wisdom, but I also bring the phenomenon of aging. I have a busted eardrum, by the way. I should never have been allowed to be in the Navy at age 17, but they overlooked that. And I'll be wearing a proper hearing aid during all those sessions. And here's a commitment I'll make, ladies and gentlemen. Clearly, when they're saying nice things about me, Mr. Myers, you're just a wonderful leader. I'll have it on and I'll leave it on. And anyone they say, I've never met a person less qualified to have this office than you, I'm going to leave it on anyway. All right? And then finally, I was talking to a former, I believe one of the biggest examples of corruption in the state is what we did collectively, the medical profession and the legal profession, to Dr. Annette Bosworth. And a former senator said, she should have apologized for doing exactly what Johnny Thune and others routinely did. But when the system comes after somebody, boy, they did a job on her. And I was local counsel, so I want to be up there and maybe try to make sure that doesn't happen again, or at least slow it up. And then finally, I'm sorry for the things I've done. I know I've been the foolish one. I should never have pushed up against Professor Davies. I should never have pulled on the collar of Professor Horton, just to emphasize my position. So I've always been engaged in something known as Irish jostling. And it's for men over 70 years old. And you go in just to kind of, it's a friendly type of thing. But I hereby promise to do no more Irish jostling. I'll behave myself. But I think there's a chance. Now, again, they said there's about a 3% chance, Myers, my kids tell me, of being elected. But I want to give South Dakotans an opportunity, just a real wild opportunity, to do something they've never virtually done before, and that is to put a true independent in the middle of all that. And I can be pretty friendly, and I can bring couples together. So I'm really looking forward to campaigning on the old North End, down there in the streets near, nice places down there, near my loft. And I'll get I'm going to have a vehicle where I can ask people to bring me their medical bills. I'm into medical billing advocacy. Bring me your medical bills. I'm trying to put together a database where if you're going to have shoulder surgery, for example, you'd punch that in. It would give the sticker price for Avera versus Sanford versus Mayo versus Mercy, and begin to shift some ability to people. And I'd like to give them a State Farm type of direct financial reward, an incentive to think twice before being so incredibly compliant. So I'll be walking and driving the streets of downtown, the old North End, where those Hawthorne hogs sitting on a log eating meat on Friday, a bunch of them are vegetarians now.